Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
All right, Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday, October the 5th, 2020, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. We had some phone calls while we were going to the break there. Before I tell you my confessional story from over the weekend, I do want you to have the opportunity to call in about what we were talking about in hour number one. I know we took it right up to the break there. So give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. If it's something you wanted to talk about, 740-383-9944. Anything we were talking about last hour, give me a buzz, and we can talk about it this hour. We were talking about shingles and the connection to chicken pox and why oatmeal was used to stop you from scratching. And then we were talking about jobs in Marion and why they aren't able to fill all the positions and how Whirlpool was waiting on parts from places like China to finish building their refrigerators, and it was hard to get a refrigerator. So we really had run the gamut in hour number one, and I know people were calling during the break. So this is your chance. If you were calling during the break, call us back and we can get back on that topic. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz back and we can talk more about that, because I think it's fascinating, as I said in hour number one, that here we are in the middle of this pandemic, and we're headed into allergy season, and we're headed into cold and flu season, and people are going to get sick, but it might not be the COVID. So if it's not the COVID, are people going to go to the doctor? Are people going to self-quarantine when these places who take your temperatures start showing temperatures, and maybe it's because of the flu and not because of COVID? Are they going to send you home? Are you going to have to stay there for 2 weeks? I don't know how that's all going to work. Now, I do know that when we have talked about home remedies in the past, people are, I think the two most talked about home remedies we had were certainly a hot toddy, which apparently, you know, I used to think that a hot toddy was a certain type of alcohol that you warmed up and put in a cup of tea. But apparently, I don't think that that's what a hot toddy is. I guess you can just use any alcohol. I used to think it was brandy. I thought it was hot brandy that you put in tea, and that's what made a hot toddy. But apparently not. Apparently, you can just, whatever's in your liquor cabinet, put it in there and go to town. But I don't think you can add the alcohol until after you've made the tea. Because if you add the alcohol to the while you're boiling the water, I think you'll boil the alcohol out. And I think the alcohol is what's supposed to kill everything in your body. You know, here's the thing about the hot toddy that I never understood. Now, is the hot toddy, the alcohol in the hot toddy, is that supposed to kill what is in your body? Is that why you put alcohol in it? Or is it because it makes you sleepy and relax, and when you sleep, you rest better, you heal better? So does anybody know what is the real reason behind a hot toddy? Is it to make you sleep, or is it to make you, the alcohol actually helping you kill the germs in your body? Because there is no cure for the common cold, and to my knowledge, there's no cure for the flu. If you have it, you just have to go on antibiotics. So what is the purpose of the hot toddy? Is it to put you to sleep? I would guess it's more to put you to sleep than anything else. I don't think it's to kill anything in your body, in my opinion. But maybe I'm wrong. And is there a special type of alcohol that you have to use in a hot toddy? And you don't put it in while you're boiling the water. That's right, isn't it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know anything about the old hot toddies? That used to be a very popular home remedy. Matter of fact, am I right on this? Wasn't it brandy? Weren't you supposed to use brandy in a hot toddy? I mean, I don't think you're supposed to use vodka or anything like that if you're preparing a hot toddy. I thought it was supposed to be brandy. I mean, you don't want to put wine or, I don't know. What else would they put in a hot toddy? Did anybody's mother or grandmother or father or grandfather used to make these things? Used to be very popular. I don't think they're so popular anymore. But if they make you sleep, it's probably not something you want to do if you're not going to be home for a long period of time. I don't know. Maybe you would want a hot toddy before you go to bed. That might be the best time to do it. Because it will put you to sleep, and hopefully you will wake up refreshed and ready to go. Maybe that was the whole idea behind NyQuil. Just kind of a medicated version of a hot toddy. Where did that word come from, hot toddy? That sounds like an English word. Now, obviously, hot is because it's warm. But what is a toddy? What does toddy mean? Does that? I don't know what that has to do with alcohol, but that's where you get the term hot toddy. Does anybody have any answers to any of these questions? I know we had some calls there right before we went to break. Give me a buzz here. I'd be interested to know what's on your mind. And if you have something to talk about that doesn't have anything to do with what I'm talking about right now, also feel free to break in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I have no idea where the term hot toddy came from. I don't know what a toddy is. Is that a... Now, I know they call people who don't drink, they used to call them teetotalers. But I don't know what a toddy, hot toddy. Yeah, have you ever... We talk a lot on this show about language. Half of our language does not make any sense. Can you imagine trying to talk to somebody who came from a different country, who speaks a different language, and explain to them what a hot toddy is? And you're supposed to put it with tea, right? Do I have the recipe right on this? Isn't it tea with some kind of alcohol in it? I mean, I could be wrong. Because to be honest, I have not had a whole lot of hot toddies in my life. But I thought it was brandy in tea. You make a cup of tea like you normally would, a warm cup of tea, and then you pour brandy in. And I'm not sure that there's a whole lot of measuring that goes into this. I think you just dump it in and see what happens. Any answers on this, I would love to hear. 740-383-9944. Or if anybody's come up with a conclusion on how we get from chicken pox to shingles, to why we use oatmeal there, or any other home remedies in general. In hour number one, I was talking about the Vicks Vapo machine. You know, you don't see a whole lot of those anymore. Now people just rub the Vicks Vapo rub right on their chest, right under their nose, and go right on down the road. You know, I'll tell you a problem I've been facing here the last few days is I have a cut on my, well, it's above my chin but below my lip in that little area. I don't know what they call that area there. I have a little cut, and you know, when I'm shaving, it always reopens that cut because I shave every day. Now, I use my Styptic pencil and it closes it right up and all is well, but every time I shave, it cuts it open. So how do you get one of these cuts to heal? You know, I understand, just don't shave. But how long would you have to not shave for that cut, to that type of cut to heal? Because that has been there now for about a week. And now, some days are worse than others. This morning, I did not have to use the Styptic pencil to cover up the cut. But yesterday, when I was shaving, I reopened that cut. and I had to put the styptic pencil on it to make sure I didn't bleed to death. It's a tricky thing. Again, phone lines are open 25 minutes past the hour here on this Monday morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on anything we are talking about this morning? We're all over the place. How do you heal your face once you get a cut on it from shaving? Home remedies in general, all that tied in together. Anything else we were talking about? Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
Why don't you use electric shaver?
Give
your skin a little bit of a break.
You know, I'm going to have to switch over to that. Now, why is an electric shaver, you won't cut your face, right?
Yes. They got good ones out now. I don't use one, but I hear they're just great,
Well, I don't understand what in the world, why I cannot get these cuts to heal. Because I would think they would, they're small cuts, I would think they would heal in 24 hours.
Well, you might be some vitamin deficiency that, for your skin. There's a vitamin you can take to your skin that helps your skin, And, just the way our body's made up,
Yeah, I think it is. And, it's interesting because the styptic pencil really does work, but boy, oh boy, I have had all kinds of problems because the next day when I go to shave again, it just pierces it back open.
But, if you give your skin time, it will heal so good, but you got to give it time. Everything's time. You can't do it in an hour, 2 hours, or a day. You have to give it time.
Yeah.
I had two knees replaced. And the scars they put on my knees, you can't even see them.
Is that right?
Yes. But you got to give it time. And we all get in a hurry. Everybody's in a hurry.
Well,
but
that's
true. If you
got
something that you keep opening up all the time, that's not good.
No.
So you have to change your ways, buddy.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to have to. Well, it just drives me insane because I'm just one of those people who shaves every day. It's part of my routine. When I shower, I shave. Brush your teeth, do all that stuff, but for some reason, I guess I'm just going to have to avoid that part of my face for a while.
Yeah, you get your good electric shaver. Even them women shavers that they got, women shave their legs and stuff.
Right.
They look great, and they just shave everything, And buy you a good one. Don't go buy you a little cheap one. It's the same thing. You get what you pay for. And sometimes we all want to buy cheap. And have the best, but it don't work that way.
No, I think you're right. You definitely have it right there. What you pay for is what you get.
Yes, usually, when they say, we'll just use Spouting or Gutter Guard or something, we're going to give you $2,000 off from the price. Ain't that a come on?
Oh, yeah, well.
Come on. You don't give me $2,000 off.
Well, I'm always fascinated by when people who clip coupons, they think that they're going to get this item that's $4 or $5 for a dollar. Now, nobody's going to do that. They're going to give you some money off, but not that much money.
No, but I know people that do coupons, and they've kind of slowed down the coupons. But I know people go to the grocery store, and they clip a lot of coupons, and they end up paying very little for their stuff.
Coupons can work if you know how to do them right, but boy, I'll tell you, it takes a lot of time and effort to get that system down.
Everything's time. You can do everything if you've got time, but it takes time.
It does take time. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank
Bye-bye.
You.
All right, phone lines are open again, 740-383-9944. I might have to switch to an electric shaver. I'm trying to think if I ever had one. I don't think I have. I've always used just a regular razor. But maybe my skin is just getting a little too ginger for that. Who knows? Go ahead, caller.
Hi, I have a suggestion. My kids always called we call it a Neosporin. We always call it a magic salve. Well, maybe what you need to do is make sure you keep Neosporin on it, especially at night when you go to bed or whatever, to help it heal.
Well, that's interesting.
Even if you don't do it until you go to bed at night, but maybe what you need to do is, and at night you wouldn't be moving your lip, so if it was kind of open, it wouldn't be pulling it apart.
Now, no, Neosporin, it just helps close, or cuts
it
close.
It helps it heal, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's just, I don't think any cut in the human body, if I'm mistaken, is going to heal in 24 hours.
Well, it's not going to heal on its own, especially when you move your mouth, you know, because you keep moving it just enough to pull it back apart. But Neosporin's easy to come by, and it don't taste, and whatever, so... That would be a cheapie. And then I have another little hint that I just came up with today.
Sure.
The next time that you buy a new appliance, washer, dryer, stove, refrigerator, whatever, that you may someday have to have serviced, write the date on that appliance in, you know, permanent ink, because they're going to ask you how old it is, and you're not going to have a clue.
You know, that's a good idea, because a lot of things are that way. You know, you buy these appliances, and almost every appliance now, or even electrical item, comes with some kind of warranty.
Or they're going to ask you a question. You're saying, if it wasn't about the time one of your kids was born, you don't know.
That's right. And you also don't remember people don't keep their receipts.
No.
So you forget.
You couldn't find it.
No, you forget when you bought it. So that can become a mess. That's a good idea. Just write it on there somewhere, and that way you know.
You know, you get a new water heater, just someplace on that water heater, write down what date you bought it.
That's a good idea. Good tip. Well, hey, thank you.
Hey, check out the Neosporin.
I'm going to do that, because I've got to get this thing healed, because...
Well, I reckon you're going to end up having to call the squad one of these days.
I'm going to... You know, I don't know. It's either going to be the husky voice that'll get me, or the cut on my chin that's
going
to do me.
You're going downhill fast.
I know. It's a bad situation.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Phone lines are open. Now, see, those are good hints. Neosporin. I know a lot of kids use that on their knees and things like that. Well, why couldn't you use it on your face? I guess you could. Anything that will help anything heal is going to be good, because when you nick that thing every morning, nothing but trouble. And then putting a date on your appliance, that certainly would help, because they always come in with all those questions when they come to fix your appliances. Give me a buzz here. Any thoughts on any of this or anything else on your mind? 740-383-9944. 33 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. All right. I'm getting some information on hot toddy. All right. The word toddy, T-O-D-D-Y, comes from the toddy drink in India, produced by fermenting the sap of palm trees. Its earliest known use to mean beverage made of alcoholic liquor and hot water, sugar, and spices is from 1786. Brandy or whiskey work well, but a hot toddy with dark rum or bourbon are our favorites. Well, there you go. Now, see, I thought I was right with the brandy. So, toddy comes from India, produced by fermenting the sap of palm trees. It's a beverage made of alcoholic liquor and hot water. But, see, that's not... Okay. But that's not how we have a hot toddy in this country, is it? We don't use just hot water and alcohol. We use tea. Isn't that what you put... If you're making a hot toddy, isn't that what you dump it in, tea? I don't think a hot toddy would be good in, let's say, coffee. I think they call that Irish coffee, when you put alcohol in coffee. But are people doing this? See, here's my problem with this. Are people doing this because they like the taste of it, or are people doing this because they're trying to get over their illness? I'm not sure which, because I can't rum and bourbon... In your hot toddy, I can't imagine rum and bourbon. Now, I have heard of whiskey and as I said, brandy, whiskey and brandy, that sounds right for a hot toddy, but not rum and bourbon. Any information on this out there? Have you ever fixed hot toddies for yourself? And again, is a hot toddy more about relaxing you so you can sleep, or is it more about the alcohol killing whatever's going on in your body? Those are the two big questions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Hot toddies and cuts on your skin seem to be the topics du jour this morning here on the Big Morning Program. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How you doing this morning?
Oh, doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well, really. Put it that way.
I think I'm surviving.
Now, the hot toddy deal, I have been an outside worker all my life pretty well. A contract worker, see, and I worked in all kinds of weather. You know, back years ago, winter didn't hardly bother us about working. It had to get terribly bad, cold, whatever, to keep us from working. Okay, you know, you catch pretty well anything. You know, if you get wet, get cold, whatever, that's hard on your body. You know what I'm saying? Now, I've done that, like I said, I've done that all my life pretty well. And the best thing for to try to keep from a cold or slow down a cold or virus, whatever's in your body, I was pretty well used to a bottle of Jack Daniel's sitting around in the house somewhere, most of you in the refrigerator. I kept it pretty well all the time. Now, if I had, I thought maybe my body was exposed to the weather, cold, you know, subject to take a cold or whatever, feel pretty rough and so on and so forth. I would come home and I'd take me a fast shower, a hot one, and fix me a hot toddy.
Oh.
Now, I wouldn't drink a whole lot of Jack Daniel, you know, maybe that's a pretty good swallowful, okay? And then I'd put ginger in it, too. So that added to that Jack Daniel, and I would do that, and I would take a good swig of that with ginger in it, mix it up pretty good, and go jump in the bed and cover up your head, and just, you better go to sleep pretty quick, because if you didn't, You sweat. I mean, you sweat like you know what. Hey, get up next morning, man. Feel like a new man.
So, did you put the? So, what you did was you made a hot toddy with Jack Daniel's. Now, did you put it like in a cup of tea?
No, I used it raw with. I put ginger. That made it hotter. Ginger is hot. Well, you mix that with Jack Daniel, you got a pretty potent shot. Oh man, you sweat like you know what. And when I was out working, a lot of places we was out working, like I say, we'd be in the cold climate pool all the time. You know, about years ago, you know, we had bad winters, and you couldn't shut down because you got cold, because if you did, you wouldn't get nothing done in the wintertime, period. And we worked pretty well a year around. I worked outside, man, it cold enough to freeze a monkey to death. But at Jack Daniel is a good medication. But now you gotta watch, if you're on a different kind of medication, you wouldn't want to take a beverage on that medication, because you had to watch that. But of course I wasn't on nothing. And that's what I use, buddy, for trying to keep from taking colds and so on and so forth. It is a good medication. But now you've got so much medication, the doctor won't describe that at all anymore. I mean, that's out of the question. Because people anymore, they live off of medication. I mean, if you go to the doctor for anything, you're going to get a handful of medication. You just keep on, pretty soon you got a basket full. The wife has got a drugstore at home. But you can't live on medication alone. You gotta have something else with it. You gotta, you know, blah blah blah. And Scott, your immune system. If your immune system is low, you're subject to get anything. Now,
your immune system down, you're going to get everything that comes along. But now if your immune system's high, it'll fight off a lot of this virus. You know what I'm saying? And like these people with this, whatever's going around, flu, COVID-19, or whatever it is, Scott, it's killing a lot of people. Now, you can call it whatever you want to. But we look at the people that's dying. Look at the people that we've lost in the last 6 months. Look at it. And Scott, they said it ain't catching. It's getting worse. So, I mean, what are we going to keep letting it go? Are we going to, what, hey, when winter's coming on here, that thing is about the flu. Well, maybe we already got the flu. I don't know. But Scott, something's killing a lot of people.
Well, that's for sure. Now, when you would drink this hot toddy, would you only need to do that one night and then the illness would be cleared up?
Well, you just do it overnight, you know, and you get rid of a lot of the virus you got in your body through sweat. And it's the best way to lose weight, like in the summertime or whatever. Sweat. You can sweat. And that'll do, you'll lose more weight like that, you will, probably about anything else. But you got to do it more regular. I mean, you just don't lose it all at once. But sweat is good for you. Sweat is really good, but you got to drink a lot of liquid. I mean, you know, you dehydrate when you sweat, but you know, your moisture's coming out. And that is good for losing weight, and that is good for your virus. I think if people would throw a lot of this medication away if you take it for a runny nose and blah, blah, blah. If you was on that sneezing and coughing, that goes along with your change from summer to fall, all of the allergies in the air, all your ragweeds and golden locks and all these things in bloom. And then the farmers come along with a lot of dust in the air from combining. So that just adds to the allergy and the sinus, damp, fall weather, damp, you know, chilly, so there's a sinus and allergy. You mix it together and you've got a problem. I mean, I've got it, and I can tell you just about exactly when it's going to rain. Because that sinus is, oh man, it's something else. If you've got sinus, you know, very bad at all, the weather will have 100% to do with it, I'm telling you. You ask them, because I'm getting old, my body's running down, I mean, you know, it's pretty well wore out, really, but at my age, I'm trucking around pretty good, and I don't take a lot of medication. I don't like to take medication at all. Don't even like to take aspirin. But sometimes it's necessary to, you know, to kind of, when you get older. Younger, it's not so bad. Now, younger, like I said, younger when I was out in the environment all the time, hot toddies. Hot toddies, man, hot toddies. But now I'm on medication and I can't do that. But now if I'm taking a cold, sore throat or so on and so forth, now and then during the winter time, late in the fall, I keep a bottle of blackberry brandy. That's only about 35%. It's low in alcohol, okay? And I take that for my cough syrup. Because cough syrup, I never figured cough syrup done me any good at all. And you can get it with codeine or without codeine. But now you got, with codeine in it, you got to be careful to be on a medication. Because they don't work together.
You know, I always wondered if people who were hitting the bottle pretty good, if they ever got sick with anything, because they're probably pretty well saturated.
Yeah, that if you're a drinker, you know, you're on beer. I don't think beer would have much effect about your cold and virus and so on. So, but now you get this hard stuff. You know, It's alcohol. I mean, it's high. You know, blah blah blah. Now Jack Daniel, or Canadian this, or Old Crow, or something like that. You take a sip of that. You know, you got a horse up. But I didn't drink it for to get drunk. That's not the point. I never was a drinker. I never drunk much beer. I just can't stand that. That's beside the point. But now whiskey, hard stuff, is good for colds and a virus that you get fall, winter, something, whatever. That's most generally what I took. Was a good, you get maybe two tablespoonsful, not very much. It don't take very much. But it's strong to begin with, and you put that ginger in it, and that makes it that much hotter. So, you know, I'd take that, and then I go to bed and just cover up, and next morning I feel like $1 million, ready to go again.
So it was just, it was two tablespoons of Jack Daniels and a little pinch of ginger. Now, did you put anything with it?
No, that was it. That was it. And it, now, by the time you got... By the time you got the ginger in it, it was pretty potent then.
Now, do you warm this up?
You couldn't warm it up. It worked quicker if you warmed it up, yeah.
Warmed it up.
But you didn't have to. You didn't have to because your body would warm it up when you took it. But back, if you're not on medication, it probably still would work. But if you're on medication, you don't want to drink. You don't want to drink whiskey or hard stuff with medication because, no, that won't work. And the doctor will not describe this for anything, regardless. They just won't describe it to you because it's not their, whatever. But now, you ask some of these old-timers, and see, it's not on medication. See what I'm telling you. That ain't good for what ailed you back years ago.
You know, this reminds me of a joke that I heard years ago. I said, Aunt Hazel just turned 107 years old, and she still has no need for glasses. She drinks it right out of the bottle.
Yeah. I had an old guy, an old colored man. He lived by himself, pretty well always alive. And he worked for the county. He worked for the county, and he wore the same, pretty well the same clothes in the summertime as he did in the winter. He was something else. But anyway, and he didn't know what a modern house was until he was 75 years old.
My goodness!
And he worked, and it had been 90 degrees, and he'd come in from work. He lived in my house. I rented him for years. And he'd come in, and it had 90 degrees, man, with all them clothes on. I said, man, don't you get hot? He said, yeah, I get hot. And he said, I sweat, but that keeps me cool. When you sweat, your clothes get pretty well wet, He said, now that keeps me cool. But he says, if I don't, I get hot, burn, and everything else. But he said, when I sweat, it'll get wet, and it keeps me cool. And he lived to be 101 and never had no glasses. He never needed a glass to wear, never needed glasses to read a paper. And he lived to be 101 years old.
101.
Because I know he lived in my house. I know. And, if you take care of your... Scott... If you abuse your body while you're young, do something that you ain't supposed to interfere with your body, so on and so forth, it'll remind you when you get older. It'll plain and simple catch up with you. These drug addicts and people expose their body to, they don't need to your health. Look at them when they get older. Look at them when they get older. Now look at these old guys that will maybe get 100 years old. You sit down and talk to them and see how they came up through life, how they treated their bodies, and so on and so forth. Now, I worked contract work, through with all my life. And I worked with Honda for a long time for contractors. See, it was contractors. We set all that, I helped build a building, the Honda plant is in right now, Murrysville. Built my building and turned right around, and when they brought the machinery in, I upset all the machinery, everything was in the dadgum place. And I done a lot of welding. It was either concrete or steel. You never was on no wood. They ain't no such thing as wood at the plant, because that's flammable. It'll burn. They don't have that. And I was down on my knees a lot with either concrete or steel, welding. So that on my knees, which worked on my knees, it's telling on me now, like I'm saying. It'll tell on you if you know, whatever. And the smoke, that well smoke, you know, it's hard on you. Whatever you do to your body, that's damage to it, will catch up with you sooner or later.
That's for sure. You got to stay well when you're younger.
Right. You got to take care of your body while you're younger, because you won't notice it then. But you wait till you get older and you'll find out. You'll find out then.
You'll find out what kind of life you lived.
You better well know it. I mean, hey, like I say, these youngsters don't pay no mind to it. But now, when they get older, they will find out then. So, but it's too late then. So, and this virus that's going around, whatever it is, Scott, it's a killer. And the best we can do is bad enough. It looks like it ain't good enough. And contact is definitely, should be out of question to try to stop this, or at least slow it down. It's going up now. And with the flu coming in, whatever it is, the flu, you know, we used to have the flu late fall, early winter. That'll just add to whatever we already got. You know, we've already got something. So we definitely don't want to try to add anything to it.
Now, we got to stay out of the way.
Yeah, we got to try. Hey, if you don't, you know, way back, I talked to you about respect. If you don't respect people or yourself, well, you're gonna never get rid of this. You gotta respect your fellow man. I mean, you know, a lot of these shops are shut down. They can't work if they've got that, whatever it is, they're gonna affect somebody else. So, if you haven't got it, or you have, you don't know. Look at our president. Look what happened to them. Nobody, you know, it's according to your immune system. We get back to the immune system. It's according to what kind of health you're in. If you've got anything wrong with you, you're more liable to get it. And if you get it, it'll work rougher than ever, see, if you've got something wrong with you. Now, me, I'm getting up in years. I got to be extremely cautious, because older people are more liable to catch it than anybody else. Are you these youngsters? You got to respect what's going around, and respect your fellow man. It's plain and simple as that. When you think you're too young to take it, you're badly mistaken. It's according to what kind of health you're in. Your health helps a whole lot. Let's put it that way. You may get it. Go all the way through it, may not bother you. But now, if there's something wrong with you to begin with, 9 out of 10, it's going to affect you, and it's going to what's wrong with you, how bad it'll affect you. Plain and simple as that. Now, hey, God bless everybody out there, and let's try to respect each other.
Yep.
If you don't wear a mask, wear one. If you don't need it, respect the other people. They got it, maybe they'll give it to you. Blah, 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 back and forth. It's contact catching. Plain and simple, it's contact catching. If you got it, you're going to spread it. And if one person can shut down a whole dadgum school system, plane, shop workers, anywhere you got contact with each other, somebody's got it, chances are they're going to get it too. You understand what I'm saying?
I would agree. Why?
So that is goes respect. We've got to have respect for each other. And we have got a lot of them that don't do that. I'm all for this protest. Nonviolent protest. But look at the people don't wear the mask and look at the contact they have. Contact is bad if you don't protect each other. But if everybody's got protection and protectors, if they don't have it, contact's all right. But you don't know. It's so thick, it's so... Because the people we got, it's not, look at the people who've had, has had it, they've got all right. But look at the people that's got it. Just about every organization, look at their sports. Now, our college is going to start back. Now, you watch it build up, and our school is going to watch. I hope to good Lord, and it don't. I like to see everybody working. I like to see encouragement for kids not go to school. If it's hard on older people to not be contact, how do you think it's done to the kids? How are you going to keep kids from being together? But we have a whole lot to do with about spreading the contact. They got to get it from somewhere. I mean, it's catching, and it just, yeah, I don't think you get it in the air. Of course, if you're close contact, you're pretty close to somebody, you got it. Yeah, you breathe it so long indoors and, inside, but out in the air, it ain't so bad. But Scott, it is catching. And if we don't go with, along with what they're trying to do for us, look, follow the news reporters, follow the count on the people that's got it and people that's getting it. It's just spreading, and it's going to get worse unless we do a whole lot better than we've been doing. If we don't do a whole lot better than we've been doing, which it don't look like we're going to, it just doesn't look like we're going to because it keep raising.
Yeah, I think at this point, hope for the best.
I mean, it's everybody. It's not just me and you. Everybody got involved in this, or we ain't never going to stop it. We ain't never going to get back to normal. It's only going to get worse. God bless you. Take care. Everybody listen to me. Please, take care of yourself and your fellow man, your fellow woman, the kids. Take care of everybody. Don't keep close contact, and please, wear that mask. And keep sanitizing yourself and your household. Here pretty soon we're going to be all in close contact. Keep your house in order. That's all I can say.
That's right.
Keep your house in order and keep healthy. God bless you. Take care. Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, and we appreciate calls like that. Give me a buzz here. We still have a little bit of time left today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If we're on the line with somebody else, just give us a call back. That's what the busy signal means. 740-383-9944. Now, I do have this confession to make from over the weekend in regard to something that happened, but I'm not going to do that now until tomorrow. So I'm going to save that for tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow. Don't miss it. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, what's your name? As long as we can get on. Anyway, I'm sorry. What's your name? As long as we can get on. But you need anything you want, whatever your flavor is. I use sugar, tea, and bourbon.
Sugar, tea, and bourbon.
And once in a while, if I have it, I'll put honey.
Honey.
And heat it up, stir it up, and drink one or two of those, and they will... It depends on your system or whatever you like.
Well, I'll put that down. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, telephone lines are still open. We can probably fit one more call in today, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's all very interesting. And remember, again, if the phone's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. It's always a good day when we can have conversations like this. Don't forget mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. this morning. Then we have Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. today. And I'm going to tell this whole confessional thing maybe tomorrow morning now about what happened over the weekend, so don't miss that. For this day, though, this is Scott Spears. Thank you for all your calls. Heading for the dugout.
You're always so kind to me, and I want to take the... I always thank you when we're done, but I want to thank you on the air for 10 years of being so kind to me.
Enjoyed every minute, Scott.